Staying with events in Syria and to the UN now, where Russia and China have renewed their opposition to a beefed-up UN Security Council resolution on Syria. Overnight, the US accused Moscow of contributing to a potential civil war in Syria by helping prop up Syria. Britain is a member of the UN Security Council. Its ambassador in the UN is Mark Lyle Grant. He joins us from the UN headquarters now. Ambassador, welcome to Australian Radio.
Good morning.
The US Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, has warned overnight that Russia's policy of propping up the Assad regime could contribute to a civil war. Does Britain share those views?
Well, I would certainly share the view of your previous interviewee, Jonathan Spahr, that Russia's position is absolutely critical in this. As you know, the Security Council was frustrated for 9 months, really, by differences between the different countries on the Security Council. We put forward two strong resolutions during that time, both of which were vetoed by Russia and China. And it's only really since April that we've been able to bring the Security Council together behind a unified support for the Kofi Annan six-point peace plan. Now, that entailed some compromises, obviously, to get Russia and China on board. But what we're seeing now is that as the peace plan is coming under severe threat by the fact that the violence has continued and the brutality of the Assad regime, we're looking to increase the pressure on the Assad regime so that we have some chance of rescuing the Annan plan.
Is Russia showing any signs of helping there, though? I know the British Foreign Secretary William Hague's been holding high-level talks with Russian officials.
Exactly. William Hague was in Moscow on Monday, and President Putin has been in Berlin today. He's in Paris tomorrow. We've got a G20 summit coming up in a couple of weeks' time in the United States. Now, on all these events, there will be the opportunity to test whether Russia is really willing to work with us to increase the pressure on the Assad regime to get them to comply with the Kofi Annan peace plan. Because otherwise, I do fear that we're coming to the end of the shelf life of the peace plan, and with all the horrible alternatives that means.
Well, certainly there are signs that the rebels are preparing to throw it in. The main rebel commander is quoted in the last 24 hours as urging Kofi Annan to announce his peace plan has failed, because basically the free rebels say that it's failed. That would free insurgents from any commitment to a truce deal. I mean, is it time to admit the peace plan?
Well, we hope they wouldn't do that. We certainly hope that they wouldn't do that in the next few days, because, I mean, Kofi Annan has been in Damascus. He's in the region now. He's going to the Arab League summit on Saturday. He's coming to New York next week, and he'll be briefing the Security Council on Thursday next week. And I think we need to hear from him whether he believes that there is still some life in the peace plan and whether he can offer the Security Council any prospect that the plan will come to fruition. I think it would be wrong for the opposition of any sort to call time on it now, because that would just simply give an excuse to the Russians to say, well, Assad is willing to play with the peace plan, but the opposition are not, and that would be counterproductive.
The United States, the soundings coming out of the US indicate that it's very concerned the Syrian conflict will trigger a wider Middle East crisis, and that's currently a view shared in Israel, as we just heard. Is the cost of inaction that price, a proxy war with Iran?
Well, I think there is certainly a risk that if the Annan plan definitively fails, then we will head for a very bloody civil war. And that civil war inevitably will become something of a proxy war, with some sides supporting the regime, some sides supporting the opposition, and it will almost certainly spill over into Lebanon and perhaps into some other neighboring countries as well. So I don't think that is an unrealistic scenario, unfortunately, and that's why we're working so hard to avoid it and to try and breathe life into Kofi Annan's plan.
And do you share the view that we just heard from our Israeli guest there, that Iran is a major player and a major potential winner in this conflict? Does Britain think Iran has much of a hand in this conflict, supporting the Assad regime?
Well, Well, there's no doubt that Iran is supporting the Assad regime, both politically, morally, and indeed with equipment and advice. So there's absolutely no question that Iran is heavily involved in this already. But I think the key is Russia. It is Russia that is offering that high-level backing, if you like, or cover for President Assad. And therefore, Russia's position is much more significant than Iran.
In terms of the way forward, if the peace plan does not gain any ground, if it does end up collapsing, the US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton again ruled out military intervention. But speaking in Denmark, she did say the case for military intervention was growing stronger every day. What's that mean?
Well, I don't want to speculate today on other alternatives, but of course there is planning going on in all capitals for all eventualities, and I wouldn't want to rule anything in or rule anything out. I mean, there is, of course, the focus is on the Security Council and the Annan plan, and that is right, but there is other things going on. There's the European Union that's been very active in imposing sanctions, and they're looking to increase the pressure through those sanctions. There's sanctions being imposed by the Arab League and the neighboring countries. There's been the expulsion of diplomats in the last few days. So there are other actions of pressure on the Assad regime that can be taken outside the UN.
Do those other actions include the arming of rebels and the direct support of rebels? I mean, that was the first hint we saw in Libya before a full-on intervention, that there was direct support from other countries to the Libyan rebel fighters.
Well, I can't comment on that. I mean, obviously, we support the opposition, but we're not supplying any weapons.
So, Mark Lyle Grant, just for people listening, trying to get a sense of where this is at, what do you think is the next move here?
Well, I think the next move, as I mentioned, over the next couple of weeks, is to ramp up the political pressure on Assad's regime to come to the table to accept all the aspects of the six-point plan and be prepared to engage in a proper political dialogue with the opposition.
But there's absolutely no sign that will happen.
There is no sign of that happening at the moment, but I think one of the reasons there's no sign is that Russia has not yet unequivocally come off the fence and said that it is going to exert its own diplomatic and bilateral pressure, which is very considerable on Damascus behind that. And I think if Russia did make that effort, then that would make a significant difference.
Mark Lyle Grant, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you very much.
Mark Lyle Grant is Britain's ambassador to the UN, joining us from UN headquarters in New York. It's 9 minutes to 7.